on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Be a nice day for a drive. Well, we're gonna head all the way down to Sierra Vista right now and bring Beth into the conversation. Welcome, Beth.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I have several blackberry bushes that produce extremely well, but I'm a lucky gardener, not a good gardener, so I never know when to prune them and if I prune them all the way down to the ground. And so this year I want to do it correctly. So when do I prune my blackberries?
Is there a difference between lucky and good?
not really, but I'm afraid my luck might run out one day.
Well, blackberries are something you'd prune in the wintertime. You know, they will kind of go dormant. They'll lose a lot, if not all, of their leaves here shortly. And with those, you can just, you can be very severe with them. Generally, they're something that you want to plant where you have lots of room anyway, because they're kind of a bramble grower. They can take up a lot of space. So don't be afraid to cut them back pretty hard if you need to. Especially if you're trying to grow them in limited space. But here shortly, I would say sometime between Christmas and the New Year would be about the best time to do it.
Okay, perfect. I'll put that on my list then.
All right.
Well, very good. And good luck with those blackberries, Beth. Let's bring Bill into the conversation next. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much for taking the call. I have the honeysuckle plants, and they're turning yellow. Usually they're very nice and green. But I was just wondering if it's the time of year that it happens, or am I doing something wrong with it?
Well, which honeysuckle do you...
It's a little orange flower on a very green shrub.
Okay, so probably Cape honeysuckle.
Yes, I believe that's it.
Okay, and if they're turning yellow, you're probably overwatering them. As we talked earlier in the show, hardly anybody overwaters in the summer, and almost everybody overwaters this time of year. And as the nights have gotten much longer than the days, and obviously very cool, and the days aren't very warm, we need to adjust our water and irrigation systems way back. I mean, you should be able to go a couple of weeks between waterings now on a mature Cape honeysuckle.
And that's where landscape watering by the numbers comes into play. It's a great resource for learning how to water not only specific plants, but identifying your soil type, because that will come into factor as well.
It does. In most cases, most people in the valley, unless you live, someplace in the hills or that, have a heavy clay soil. But in general, at least it gives you the idea of how to set up a system and then adjust it seasonally. You know, once you get it either set for winter or for summer, you can go from there. But right now, you should probably be using a fourth the water you were using in the summertime. So if you haven't made at least one adjustment, perhaps two, you're still overwatering. And we just see it. People set their timers, their clocks for summertime watering, and they never change it.
And speaking of watering, we are now, most winter lawns that are going to be in are probably already in. You've got to use a lot of water to get them started, to keep the seed wet so it germinates. What can you cut that back to once you have your lawn?
Okay, so after the first mowing, if you've been watering it a couple, three, four times a day, you mowed it the first time, go to once a day. After the second mowing, you should be able to water every other day now. You have to increase, you were watering three or four times a day for 4, 5, 6 minutes. Then you go to once a day for maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes. And then every other day for, 15, 20 minutes, something like that. And as we get even colder and wetter, sometimes you can just quit watering them for a while.
And we started off the broadcast at the beginning talking about fall planting.
We appreciate John Jay always joining us here Saturday morning on the Garden Hour. Thank you very much. We've got you ready for fall planting, fall gardening this year. We appreciate that. Always back Saturday mornings, 8 o'clock in the garden. Hey, y'all stay tuned in the 9 o'clock hour. It is going to be your hour with an electrician. That's right. Those of you that regularly listen know that Jennifer hates it when I take electrical questions. She even hates it more when I tackle electrical projects around the house. She puts the ambulance on standby. The sparks are flying. The dogs are running. Listen, it is your hour with an electrician. We talked a little bit about it last week. There are some great little do-it-yourself projects you can tackle this holiday season that can be a holiday gift for your entire family, and it revolves around a few new electrical devices that have just recently come out on the market. Any electrical question you have, the next hour's your chance to call Rosie on the House. We can talk our way through it and not get one person hurt.